Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and to keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your brother. Go wake up your sister. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your mommy. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up the oldest boy, the youngest boy, the oldest girl, and the youngest girl. Wake them all up and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Oh, yeah. We are beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever internet radio can be found. So go wake them up. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. Get them out the bed. Look, I know what I need to go do. Let me just go out here and get my roosters. That's what I need to do, because some of y'all just not going to get up. Come on, Benny. Come on. Yeah. Come on, what y'all standing way back there? Come on. They can't hear y'all way back there. Come on, Red. Come on out the cool. Come on out the yard. Y'all come on out the yard. Y'all acting bashful this morning. Y'all acting so bashful. I tell you what, I'll just put y'all back up. Let me just go get another song. This is a good lit song. I like this song here. Thank y'all, roosters. Y'all hipping. All right, but y'all ain't crowing loud enough this morning. All right, thank y'all. We're gonna let y'all rest a little bit. This is Life is a Ball Game.
Christ, Paul, and all. Then John came in the ninth inning. everybody can play. Yes, you know Jesus is standing at the home plate. He's waiting for you there. Well, you know life is a ball game, but you've got to play it fair.
All right, that was Winona Carr. Life is a ball game. Listen, listen. And if you go to the end of the book of Revelation, you will see that Jesus' team wins. We win at the end, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what's going on today. We win it in the end. All right, that's Life is a Ball Game. That's your song for today. That's your song for today. It's time to read the Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of the book of Nahum. Out of the book of Nahum, going through Nahum to Habakkuk. We'll start with Nahum chapter 1. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
Concerning Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord takes vengeance and is filled with wrath. The Lord takes vengeance on his foes and vents his wrath against his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power. The Lord will not leave the guilty unpunished. His way is in the whirlwind and the storm, and clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and dries it up. He makes all the rivers run dry. Bashan and Carmel wither, and the blossoms of Lebanon fade. The mountains quake before him, and the hills melt away. The earth trembles at his presence. The world and all who live in it. Who can withstand his indignation? Who can endure his fierce anger? His wrath is poured out like fire. The rocks are shattered before him. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. But with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end of Nineveh. He will pursue his foes into darkness. Whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Trouble will not come a second time. They will be entangled among thorns and drunk from their wine. They will be consumed like dry stubble. From you, Nineveh, has one come forth who plots evil against the Lord and devises wicked plans. This is what the Lord says.
Although they have allies and are numerous, they will be destroyed and pass away. Although I have afflicted you, Judah, I will afflict you no more. Now I will break their yoke from your neck and tear your shackles away.
The Lord has given a command concerning you, Nineveh.
You will have no descendants to bear your name. I will destroy the images and idols that are in the temple of your gods. I will prepare your grave, for you are vile.
Look there on the mountains. The feet of one who brings good news, who proclaims peace. Celebrate your festivals, Judah, and fulfill your vows. No more will the wicked invade you. They will be completely destroyed. An attacker advances against you, Nineveh. Guard the fortress. Watch the road. Brace yourselves. Marshal all your strength. The Lord will restore the splendor of Jacob like the splendor of Israel, though destroyers have laid them waste and have ruined their vines. The shields of the soldiers are red. The warriors are clad in scarlet. The metal on the chariots flashes on the day they are made ready. The spears of juniper are brandished. The chariots storm through the streets, rushing back and forth through the squares. They look like flaming torches. They dart about like lightning. Nineveh summons her picked troops, yet they stumble on their way. They dash to the city wall. The protective shield is put in place. The river gates are thrown open and the palace collapses. It is decreed that Nineveh be exiled and carried away. Her female slaves moan like doves and beat on their breasts. Nineveh is like a pool whose water is draining away. They cry, but no one turns back. Plunder the silver, plunder the gold. The supply is endless. The wealth from all its treasures, she is pillaged, plundered, stripped. Hearts melt, knees give way, bodies tremble, every face grows pale. Where now is the lion's den? The place where they fed their young. Where the lion and lioness went and the cubs with nothing to fear. The lion killed enough for his cubs and strangled the prey for his mate, filling his lairs with the kill and his dens with the prey.
I am against you,
declares the Lord Almighty.
I will burn up your chariots in smoke, and the sword will devour your young lions. I will leave you no prey on the earth. The voices of your messengers will no longer be heard.
City of blood, full of lies, full of plunder, never without victims. The crack of whips, the clatter of wheels, galloping horses and jolting chariots. Charging cavalry, flashing swords and glittering spears. Many casualties, piles of dead bodies without number. People stumbling over the corpses. All because of the wanton lust of a prostitute, alluring the mistress of sorceries, who enslaved nations by her prostitution and peoples by her witchcraft.
I am against you,
declares the Lord Almighty.
I will lift your skirts over your face. I will show the nations your nakedness and the kingdoms your shame. I will pelt you with filth. I will treat you with contempt and make you a spectacle. All who see you will flee from you and say,
Nineveh is in ruins. Who will mourn for her?
Where can I find anyone to comfort you?
Are you better than Thebes, situated on the Nile with water around her? The river was her defense, the waters her wall. Cush and Egypt were her boundless strength. Put and Libya were among her allies, yet she was taken captive and went into exile. Her infants were dashed to pieces at every street corner. Lots were cast for her nobles, and all her great men were put in chains. You too will become drunk. You will go into hiding and seek refuge from the enemy. All your fortresses are like fig trees with their first ripe fruit. When they are shaken, the figs fall into the mouth of the eater. Look at your troops. They are all weaklings. The gates of your land are wide open to your enemies. Fire has consumed the bars of your gates. Draw water for the siege. Strengthen your defenses. Work the clay, tread the mortar, repair the brickwork. There the fire will consume you. The sword will cut you down and it will devour you like a swarm of locusts. Multiply like grasshoppers. Multiply like locusts. You have increased the number of your merchants till they are more than the stars in the sky. But like locusts, they strip the land and then fly away. Your guards are like locusts. Your officials like swarms of locusts that settle in the walls on a cold day. But when the sun appears, they fly away, and no one knows where. King of Assyria, your shepherds slumber, your nobles lie down to rest. Your people are scattered on the mountains with no one to gather them. Nothing can heal you. Your wound is fatal. All who hear the news about you clap their hands at your fall. For who has not felt your endless cruelty?
And violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted.
Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed. For I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwellings not their own. They are a feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their cavalry gallops headlong. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like a vulture swooping to devour. They all come bent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind and gather prisoners like sand. They mock kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at all fortified cities. By building earthen ramps, they capture them. Then they sweep past like the wind and go on. Guilty people whose own strength is their God.
Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, you will never die. You, Lord, have appointed them to execute judgment. You, my rock, have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? You have made people like the fish in the sea, like the sea creatures that have no ruler. The wicked foe pulls all of them up with hooks. He catches them in his net. He gathers them up in his dragnet. And so he rejoices and is glad. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his dragnet. For by his net he lives in luxury and enjoys the choicest food. Is he to keep on emptying his net, destroying nations without mercy? I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint.
Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, he is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous will live by their faithfulness. Indeed, wine betrays him. He is arrogant and never at rest, because he is as greedy as the grave and, like death, is never satisfied. He gathers to himself all the nations and takes captive all the peoples. Will Will not all of them taunt him with ridicule and scorn, saying,
"Woe to him who piles up stolen goods and makes himself wealthy by extortion. How long must this go on?"
Will not your creditors suddenly arise? Will they not wake up and make you tremble? Then you will become their prey. Because you have plundered many nations, the peoples who are left will plunder you. For you have shed human blood, you have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them. Woe to him who builds his house by unjust gain, setting his nest on high to escape the clutches of ruin. You have plotted the ruin of many peoples, shaming your own house and forfeiting your life. The stones of the wall will cry out, and the beams of the woodwork will echo it. Woe to him who builds a city with bloodshed and establishes a town by injustice. Has not the Lord Almighty determined that the people's labor is only fuel for the fire, that the nations exhaust themselves for nothing? For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who gives drink to his neighbors, pouring it from the wineskin till they are drunk, so that he can gaze on their naked bodies. You will be filled with shame instead of glory. Now it is your turn. Drink and let your nakedness be exposed. The cup from the Lord's right hand is coming around to you, and disgrace will cover your glory. The violence you have done to Lebanon will overwhelm you, and your destruction of animals will terrify you. For you have shed human blood. You have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them. Of what value is an idol that someone has carved, or an image that teaches lies? For those who make them trust in their own creations, they make idols that cannot speak. Woe to him who says to wood, "Come to life," or to lifeless stone,
"Wake up."
Can it give guidance? It is covered with gold and silver. There is no breath in it.
The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him.
All right. That was our scripture reading for the day, ladies and gentlemen. We read out of the book of Nahum, Nahum chapter 1 through Habakkuk chapter 2. May God bless those who have heard and who have read his holy word. All right, it's prayer time now, y'all. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all, let's circle up. Let's circle up. Come on, BB Bobo. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up. Let's circle up. Let's circle up. Let's make our prayer circle. Let's hold hands. You're not too big to hold hands. Come on. A family that prays together is a family that stay together. Come on, y'all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are, the God who hear and you still answer prayers. Thank you, dear God, for waking us up early this morning and clothing us in our right mind as we have started out our day. Thank you, Lord. We see that everything is working, dear God. I can look at my fingers and my fingers, they're moving like they're supposed to. They're working, Lord. Oh, Lord, I can see this morning. My eyes are working. Thank you. Lord, I can hear this morning. My ears are working. Thank you. Lord, my nose, I can smell. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, I can smell this morning. Oh, Lord, I can talk. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to talk this morning. Oh, dear God. Thank you, Lord, that we can eat, dear God. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Our taste buds and stuff is working. Thank you, dear God. We can walk. Thank you for our legs this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our feet, dear God, this morning. Thank you, dear God, even for the shoes that's on our feet. Thank you, dear God, even for the clothes that's on our back. Thank you, dear God, for the food that's on our table. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You have been giving us transportation, dear God. Thank you for our cars. Thank you for our trucks. Thank you, dear God, for the buses that's running this morning. Thank you for the trains that's running this morning. We can catch the train and go on downtown. Thank you, thank you, thank you this morning, Lord. You've been so good. Thank you for all our children. All our children done got up, dear God, and they done started out their day. Thank you for waking them up this morning. Thank you, dear God. You kept the death angel away, dear God, from our family, dear God. You just kept old death away. He could have took another loved one, but Lord, you made old death behave. Thank you this morning. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you so much for being so good to us. Now, Lord, we ask that you will go before us this day. Go with us and go behind us. Protect us today from any hurt, harm, and danger, dear God. Be with us on our jobs, dear God. Be with our co-workers, dear God. Help us to be on one accord. And, Lord, we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name that we pray. Thank you. Amen. Amen and amen again. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen, that's it, that's it, that's it. We done sung our song, we done read our scripture, and we done had our prayer. Now look like the clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Oh, thank you so kindly for joining us this morning. Oh, thank y'all for getting up. Thank y'all for getting up. I'm just glad to know that I'm not getting up by myself. Thank y'all for getting up this morning and being with us on In Your Corner. Thank you for tuning in. Now, let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour. We minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music. And a whole lot more. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready now for that early morning sermon. A lot of y'all say that y'all don't get chance to hear the look in the book at 9 o'clock later on today, and y'all wanted that sermon. So this is by request. This is by request. Oh, we give you more of what you're listening for here at KLITB. So get ready for that sermon. I'll put that on in just a minute or two. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, I'll take a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community and Baptist Church. Just a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. If you're ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you got to stop by. You got to stop by and worship with us right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama. Real live people. Make your face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. We got folks who are not even members of our church, but they love our Wednesday night Bible study. So tune in for that at 11 o'clock. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us, because we are in your corner.